local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Busy day here. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 850-262-6111. Getting started right off the bat with today's top three stories. House Speaker Mike Johnson will need the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. Well, he's already got the endorsement from President Biden on it. Johnson is moving forward with the plan to vote on separate bills to send military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific, and a bill that includes border security measures.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Of course, several conservatives, like we talked about yesterday, quickly coming out against the plan, arguing border policy changes should be directly tied to any Ukraine funding. Now, all 12 jurors have been seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York City. The judge in the case announced, "We now have a jury." The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. Now, 6 alternates must be selected, and with the process now moving swiftly, it would appear it's possible it could be completed sometime tonight. And more than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and endorsing President Biden.
He showed us that when everyone else is running away from the flames of anguish and despair, leaders run towards them. And that's who Joe Biden is.
That his sister, Carrie Kennedy, there. Democrats have expressed concerns his candidacy would pull votes away from Biden in November and help elect Trump in a close race. That's a look at our top three stories here locally. Top local headline today. The Escambia School District is, of course, continuing to fight a lawsuit and a battle over book challenges and reviews. There are now questions asked about homework assignments. Brenda Leggett, the mother of a child at Bellevue Elementary School, recently told the school board about a homework assignment that included a story of a non-binary gamer with a disability.
This homework assignment goes against our religious beliefs. I raised my children on the Word of God, Genesis 1:27, that God created man and woman, not non-binary, transgender.
While the school district says the homework was approved by the state, Superintendent Keith Leonard tells Channel 3 that they've started an investigation and, quote, this matter will be handled. You can rest assured. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, late last hour, we did have an accident report on Highway 90. This is near the Circle K beside Blackwater River. We do have some backups in that immediate vicinity. Nothing too severe, though, luckily. Also have Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. We've got pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still going to cause you some issues. Got a couple of busy intersections here and there with North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, also North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. And then we've got a bit more congestion on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of Oriole Beach, and traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going past Windhaven Beach.
All right. Alan Strum's got our forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Continuing on with some local headlines here today. Big news in southern Alabama. The Orange Beach Expressway is going toll-free. The state announcing they're purchasing the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million. The last day of tolls is expected to be the Friday before Memorial Day at noon. And the Alabama Department of Transportation will operate the bridge. And construction of the Intracoastal Waterway Bridge is continuing through spring or summer 2026. So certainly good news for Orange Beach goers. FDLE says their first electronic storage detection canine, Maple, died this week following a battle with cancer. Maple started her work back in 2019, assigned to FDLE's Pensacola office. At the time, she was one of three ESD canines statewide and the only ESD canine in Florida's panhandle. Earlier this year, she was transferred to FDLE Jacksonville. During her career, she helped collect around 200 pieces of evidence. The recent study concludes the Bay Center needs a lot of work. Shocking, yes, I realize that. Members of the Tourism Development Council voted to approve $10 million of tourism development tax money to go towards fixing and upgrading the arena. The study shows, though, that the Bay Center needs about $72 million over the next 7 years and over $140 million over the next 20 to repair or replace old infrastructure in an effort to make it competitive with other facilities in the area. Of course, this is seen heightened awareness with the news that Mobile is investing $300 million towards a new civic center there. We'll take a break at 5:18. Back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 22nd annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Swampland Revival, The Springs, Horseshoe Kitty, and many more. The 5K gets started at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Find more online at bamboowillies.com.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Thursday. Cloudy and sky should be opening up tomorrow, though. Very nice and a little bit warmer as well. So we'll get details on that in just a couple of minutes. Austin will have another check of the roads for you as well. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a bill establishing a statewide school chaplain program is now in effect.
You know, you got a lot of these problems that kids go through. You know, that there's some students where, you know, they need some soul craft, and that can make all the difference in the world. And so these chaplains will be able to come and provide services.
Governor DeSantis says the program is voluntary and would need parental consent. He also signed a bill that allows groups like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Future Farmers of America to come on campus and make a pitch for students to join up.
The NOAA, or NOAA, gave its monthly climate update yesterday. I just say it to me on the off chance that someone like thinks I'm not just talking about a particular NOAA. NOAA gave its monthly climate update yesterday. March 2024 was the warmest March on record for the globe and NOAA's 175-year record. The March global surface temperature, rather, was 2.5 degrees above the 20th century average of 54.9. The Atlantic Ocean is also warmer. Warm ocean temperatures in the Atlantic have a direct impact on the severity of hurricane season, which begins June 1st.
Florida is seeing another dip in weekly jobless claims. The U.S. Labor Department says nearly 6,000 new claims for unemployment benefits were filed for the week ending last Saturday. It's about 400 fewer than the prior week.
And Uber is using a new security measure to make sure drivers in South Florida feel more safe. Miami is one of the first cities to test out the app's new rider verification program. Starting today, verified users will get an identifier on their profile that shows they went through additional steps to confirm their information on the app. The goal is to provide rideshare drivers with more peace of mind when they pick up passengers.
Let's see. That's it for state, right?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Let's do traffic and weather and then move on to national.
Alrighty, let's see. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've got some pretty heavy congestion still going both ways there. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, that has not lessened. If anything, it's worsened a little bit. It's basically going to have you backed up to where you're almost touching 9 Mile Road there. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still causing us some issues. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. The last main areas of note are Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound on Avalon Boulevard or just past Avalon Boulevard approaching Glover Lane. And then on Highway 90 near the Circle K, just if you're just east of the Blackwater River, that Circle K there has an accident nearby causing just some minor backups going both ways at this time.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Looking at our national stories today, Virginia is making it illegal for the NCAA to punish schools for paying athletes directly for their name, image, and likeness rights. The law goes into effect July 1st after it was signed today by Governor Glenn Youngkin. NCAA rules currently prohibit schools from signing NIL deals with their own players.
And the cause of last year's Maui fires that killed 101 people is still unknown. A state attorney general report says a major windstorm toppled power lines in Lahaina, sparking the first fire on that fateful August day. That fire was extinguished but was reignited by strong winds, and eventually there were four major wildfires breaking out. There is a debate about whether Hawaiian Electric had de-energized the lines after the first fire. The report details problems within the fire department, including some using the WhatsApp to communicate.
Attorneys for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger filed their client's alibi defense just ahead of the deadline.
The 29-year-old Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in November of 2022 and has pleaded not guilty. Legal correspondent Laura Jarrett reports.
In the newly released court documents, Koberger's legal team now says his phone did not travel east on the Moscow-Pullman Highway in the early morning hours of November 13th and thus could not be the vehicle captured on video along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. The judge entered a plea of not guilty on Koberger's behalf, but this morning the case is stalled in unresolved pretrial motions with no trial date.
Late Wednesday, Koberger's lawyer submitted a 10-page filing that claimed he was out driving in the early morning hours of November 13th, as he often did, to hike and run and/or see the moon and stars. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a UN Security Council is scheduled to vote Friday on a Palestinian request for full UN membership. The 15-member council will vote on a draft resolution which will recommend that the state of Palestine be admitted to the General Assembly. A council resolution needs at least 9 votes to pass and no vetoes by the U.S., Russia, China, France, or Britain.
One day after the Senate dismissed impeachment charges against the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he was back on Capitol Hill.
I have, with the resources and authorities that we have, it is as secure as it can be.
Well, the secretary repeatedly refused to answer questions from Republicans about the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. He says that all migrants are evaluated before being put on parole.
And the U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. The Treasury Department also says it is punishing 5 companies associated with Iran's steel industry and 3 subsidiaries of an Iranian automaker. The sanctions are in response to Iran's attack on Israel last week.
Taking a look at a recap of today's top 3 stories, House Speaker Mike Johnson will need the help of Democrats to get the foreign aid package across the finish line. Good news for him, though, is that President Joe Biden has already thrown his support behind them. The bills call for military aid to Ukraine, Israel, allies in the Indo-Pacific, and there's a 4th bill that includes border security measures. Republicans, though, say that any funding for Ukraine should be directly tied to the southern border. All 12 jurors now seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. And the 6 alternates could be selected before the end of the night tonight. More than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family today are snubbing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and endorsing President Biden. That announcement was made today by his sister, Carrie Kennedy. Local headlines today, the Tourist Development Council is giving the Pensacola Bay Center $10 million in funds to go towards fixing and upgrading the arena, but that's not going to put much of a dent in it. A recent study concluded the Bay Center needs about $72 million in the next 7 years and over $140 million over the next 20 years to repair or replace old infrastructure. And the Orange Beach Express is going toll-free in southern Alabama. The state announced that they're buying the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million. The last day of tolls will be the Friday before Memorial Day.
I'm John Saucier, former President Donald Trump, back in court today for jury selection in his hush money trial in New York City. The former president insists he's innocent of all these charges against him.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
12 jurors, one alternate have been selected. The court next works to select more alternates. Trump's charged with falsifying business records to hide stories of paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The NYPD arresting anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University after they set up an encampment on the campus. One Jewish student, Katie, telling Fox News she and many of her colleagues have been on edge over the past few days.
You're walking by your fellow students. All of us recognize people who we go to class with every day who are calling for our genocide. They're all calling for us and our family members to be murdered.
America's listening to Fox News.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, New York's governor is detailing some plans to crack down on retail theft that's been plaguing New York City. In the state's latest budget agreement, Governor Kathy Hochul is announcing a five-point plan that will increase penalties for assaulting retail workers that'll now make it a felony. And also a new state police unit will be created to investigate smash-and-grab robberies and also will include funding for a unit for the NYPD. Now, the bill also reportedly includes tax breaks for small businesses who upgrade their security. Retail theft continues to plague the industry with billions of dollars in reported losses from retail theft across the country. And the results of an investigation released by Consumer Reports is raising some concerns about the safety of common fruits and vegetables. Now, the study was conducted by Consumer Reports over a seven-year period and showed that about one-fifth of foods that were evaluated, like bell peppers, blueberries, green beans, potatoes, and more, carry significant risks of pesticides. The study also showed that imported produce had higher chances of having harmful pesticide residues. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like hearing my cat.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman. It's sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Commanders brought Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Drake Mann, Michael Penix Jr. all in for a visit at the same time. Jaden Daniels' agent Ron Butler on social media didn't seem too thrilled with what the Commanders did. This sparked speculation on who the Commanders will actually take, and I'm not taking the bait on this conversation, as I still think Washington drafts Daniels with the second pick. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Tops Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery Night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wanna feel, I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are, live with all your faults.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Starting with Pensacola Boulevard, we still got that congestion lingering around if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. It seemingly lessened a little bit, but not much, if at all. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, we've still got some minor backups going both ways there. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Hopefully that will start to dissipate soon as we get closer to 6 o'clock, but nonetheless, the congestion there is still present. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound just past Windhaven Beach. We've still got some minor backups there, but once again, it is dying down. The last main spot is Highway 90. This is near the Circle K that's just east of it's just east of Blackwater River. We do have an accident report in that area from earlier, and it's still causing backups in that immediate vicinity, but hopefully that will start to die down soon as well.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's 5:39 here at News Radio 92.3. Sports headlines and scoreboard brought to you by Austin.
Well, looking at the NBA, the Sixers squeaked past the Heat last night, 105-104. That gives them the Eastern Conference's 7th seed, and now the Bulls rolled past the Hawks. So now the Heat and Bulls will be facing off tomorrow night. It's going to be the early game of the two tomorrow, going to tip off at 6. But star Jimmy Butler is expected to miss out on it and several weeks more potentially due to a right MCL injury that he sustained in the loss to Philly. So that's a big loss for Miami there. In the NHL, today's the final day of the NHL regular season, and we got an ESPN doubleheader starting in about 20 minutes. Kraken at Wild at 6 o'clock, followed by Oilers at Avalanche at 8:30. Postseason begins Saturday afternoon. Speaking of the Oilers, they lost to the Arizona Coyotes last night, and that means that they are finishing both the Coyotes are finishing both their 2023-24 season and their time in Arizona on a high. Coyotes will soon be relocating to Salt Lake City. They're being acquired by Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith for $1.2 billion. Arizona could receive an expansion team in the next few years, but last night was nonetheless the last time we're going to see the NHL in Arizona for a while.
I saw on Twitter there an NHL reporter had said that apparently the Utah franchise is already putting some trademark requests in for like some different names to call the Utah team.
And, oh, so they're not necessarily sticking with Coyotes?
No, I don't believe so. The couple of names that I saw was Blizzard, Venom was another one, and then also just doing like Utah Hockey Club or something, just to give them like a year or two, kind of like, you know, what the Washington did.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of fun to explore names where they continue the theme of, hey, we like stuff from New Orleans that has nothing to do with us, right?
No sense here, yeah.
So with the Utah Jazz, maybe we go the Utah Po' Boys or the
Utah Beignets.
Or the Beignet, I like that, or the King Cakes. So
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, that's satire, but that does sound kind of cool.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have Marlins and Cubs tonight, that has been postponed. As I'm being informed by Joe on the script here. But the Rays did beat the Angels 2-1, so woo, some Florida representation there. Caitlin Clark set to become Nike's next signature athlete. The deal is worth $20 million and will include a signature Nike shoe for Clark. So I know they talk about those WNBA wages, but I got to tell you, she's still making her fair share.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we got NCAA baseball, 3 ranked games on tonight. It's top-ranked Texas A&M at Alabama. That's going to start in about 20 minutes on the SEC Network. At the same time, we've got number 11 North Carolina at NC State beginning on the ACC Network. And then shortly after that, it's Florida at number 13 Vanderbilt at 6:30 on ESPNU.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our health, business, and science notes today. Google is firing 28 workers after a protest against labor conditions and the company's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI services. 9 Google employees were arrested for trespassing after staging a sit-in at the company offices in New York and California. The arrests were live-streamed on Twitch, and the protesters were released after a few hours at the police station.
And a salmonella outbreak is prompting Trader Joe's to remove fresh basil from shelves in 29 states. The California-based company says it's pulled the Infinite Herbs basil after it left 12 people sick. The CDC tells consumers to throw it away or return it to Trader Joe's, and Florida is included in the recall, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. For the first time ever, a Gallup poll on the nation's sleeping habits shows that the majority of Americans are not getting enough shut-eye. Experts say a lot of it has to do with stress. Your cell phone's probably not helping either.
If it's been going on for quite some time, then it becomes more like a bad habit, and it's hard to break, but it's not impossible.
And he says people who can't sleep need to stop scrolling through social media before bed. That adds to stress levels, and the light from your phone awakens your brain. I'll tell you what I do when I can't fall asleep is I'll go lay on my couch. I will turn, or I'll lay in bed too, but I will turn on a movie that I know so well that I can, quote, watch without looking at it. I just listen to it, but like I can visualize what's going on. And for me, that movie is Apollo 13. Put on Apollo 13. I will close my eyes and then boom, I am asleep.
Well, see, that's the thing. I can sleep with the lights on in the bedroom. I can sleep with a fan on, fan off. I can sleep with TV on, TV off. You know, I can sleep pretty easily as long as I'm in a familiar place. But I don't have anything in particular that helps me get to sleep. I just try to think of something that will eventually bore me. It's about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Still dealing with some backups there that are going to have you backed up just past 9.5 Mile Road. Let's see. A lot of the congestion we were seeing on Pine Forest Road has seemingly died down. May still have a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway still has some backups if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Hopefully that will follow suit as well. And then the last main spot is, or what was the last main spot, was on Highway 90 near the Circle K just east of Blackwater River. We did have an accident report there that was causing some minor backups going both ways, but that has seemingly cleared out entirely.
All right, very good. Alan Strum's got the forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 5:45 here, looking at some pop culture notes today. Allman Brothers Band singer and guitarist Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. All I want for a rambling man. Of course, Betts wrote and sung on the hit Ramblin' Man, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
And the first trailer is being released for M. Night Shyamalan's Trap. The film stars Josh Hartnett as a father attending a pop concert with his teen daughter when he notices a heavy police presence in the building. He finds out that they're attempting to trap a serial killer in there, and it's revealed that Hartnett's character is the one they're after. Trap hits theaters on August 9th.
Yeah. We talked about this last hour that, for me anyway, like I'm not a movie aficionado, you know, nobody would ever confuse me with like a voter for like the Oscars or anything like that. But I said, look, you know, the last time before Oppenheimer, I was sitting in the theater and I see this guy and I'm like, okay, is that the dude from Pearl Harbor? Right. Because after Pearl Harbor, I could not tell you a single thing that he was in.
Two World War II movies, coincidentally.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah, you're right. Pearl Harbor 2001. I was like, man, he looks so old. Of course, because I had just always pictured him from Pearl Harbor. So
hadn't seen him in 20
years.
He
had not aged for me. And then I'm like, okay, wow, cool. So I like him, though, because I think he's a good actor, and so I'm glad he's getting this opportunity with M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's put out some good stuff, right? Very popular and very well-known director, and I like the synopsis of the movie, too. So
yeah, that is. I mean, it sounds like a good film, and that's coming from a guy who, maybe similarly to you, is kind of picky when it comes to films. I don't go to the movies. Like, it's got to be a banger for me to be into theaters. Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, is reportedly the suspect in a battery case in Los Angeles. TMZ reports that he's accused of punching a man in the face late Tuesday night. The report says the man may have grabbed or pushed Ye's wife, Bianca Censori. Authorities have not announced any charges.
Taylor Swift's brand new album drops tomorrow. The icon surprised fans at the Grammys. Try to hold it in there.
Sorry.
When she announced the Tortured Poets Department at Swift's 11th studio album.
I can't name a Taylor Swift song that's come out since like Shake It Off.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was years ago.
So like, would 22 be one that you would be familiar with?
Yeah, I think 22 came out before Shake It Off, because Shake It Off came out in like, what, 2015?
Oh, you are much more versed in her discography than I am.
Which is not saying much. I can't name one song that's come out. I've heard about Taylor's version, and I know the whole thing about like that whole I'm in my blank era. I think that was based off something that she had or whatever. Tortured Poets Department, I guess, is the new album coming out. I can't name a darn thing that has to do with her discography as of late.
Yeah. No, I can't either. 5:48, we'll take a break there, looking at some wacky stories, good news, recap of today's top three stories and our local headlines coming back next.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums, Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Don't miss the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Night at the Museum Gala on Friday, May 17th. It'll be a night at the museum with featured speaker, retired Admiral Harry Harris. Admiral Harris was born in Pensacola and led the U.S. Pacific Command. He also served as the 23rd United States Ambassador to South Korea. The Pensacola Navy Days Night at the Museum Gala features cocktails, a seated dinner, Admiral Harry Harris, and a night of dancing under the Blue Angels. Get your tickets today at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That was my bad. I didn't know that I had been gone that long. I went to go grab a drink real quick. I thought I had more time on the break than that. So if you wanted a minute long's worth of Georgia Satellites Keep Your Hands to Yourself, you got it, Pensacola.
That's what we're here for, man. That's what we're...
Yeah, we're here to report the news first, and then as a distant second, we play Georgia Satellites for you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Should I lead us in with
go
traffic?
For it. All right. Let's do a recap first, and then...
All righty.
Yeah, we'll kill a couple of minutes here. House Speaker Johnson today says he'll need the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. He already has the support of the president, though, as he's moving forward with the plan to vote on separate bills by Saturday that would send military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific, and has a bill to include border security measures. Conservative Republicans, including Congressman Gates, believe that any funding for Ukraine should be directly tied to border security at the southern border. The 12 jurors are now seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The six alternates must be selected now, and that could happen by the end of the night tonight. More than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing RFK Jr. and endorsing President Biden. The announcement today was made by his sister, Carrie Kennedy. It'll be an interesting Thanksgiving lunch there. looking at some of our local headlines, our top local headlines here, the school district, Escambia School District, that is, which, of course, has been wrapped up in book challenges and reviews and lawsuits over this and consternation from parents and everything. Well, there was now a new question being raised about homework assignments. Last week at their school board meeting, a mother of a child at Bellevue Elementary School told the school board about a homework assignment that included a story of a non-binary gamer with a disability. So she's filed a complaint with the district, who says that the homework was approved by the state. Superintendent Keith Leonard, though, has told Channel 3 that they've started an investigation and the matter will be handled. Big news in southern Alabama today. The Orange Beach Expressway is going toll-free. The state announced they're buying the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million, and the last day of tolls will be the Friday before Memorial Day at noon. So that's nice for the Memorial Day beach traffic there. Also, Maple, a canine with FDLE. She was the first electronic storage detection canine. She was based in the Panhandle office, Pensacola office. Died this week following a battle with cancer. FDLE announcing that today. All right, Austin, what is the story on the roads here?
Well, luckily, it's a very short story. We were dealing with some congestion in several areas that I was hoping would die down. It seems like for the most part, they have. Still maybe a very tiny bit of congestion on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit as well if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right. Alan Strum's got the weather update.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 5:55 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, any wacky stories catching your eye today?
Well, the White House is clarifying that President Biden's uncle was not, in fact, eaten by cannibals. During two campaign stops in Pennsylvania yesterday, Biden said his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed in World War II and then went on to make the cannibal claim.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Okay, so in that audio clip, we didn't hear him flat out say it, but he said body was never found, cannibals in the area, you know, put
you
two and two
together.
You do the math. Exactly. On Thursday, the White House press secretary told reporters aboard Air Force One that Biden was only expressing how incredibly proud he was of Finnegan, and he was not eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944, because nothing says pride like cannibals.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So, yes, that is the natural correlation that I would make if I wanted to express how proud I was of somebody who had served and a family member.
You could just eat him up.
That's right. Maybe that's kind of what he was meant to say. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know on that. Okay. All right.
That's wacky and weird for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. There was another Weekend at Bernie's style fraud attempt. This one in Brazil, where a woman is facing charges after she wheeled her dead uncle into a bank to get a $3,400 loan in his name. Definitely more brazen than the last attempt that we heard about, which was about a month ago. Two women in Ohio, they went through the drive-thru, so they tried to conceal it a little bit. I mean, she just rolled him right in.
Exactly.
Bank teller got it on video. Very obvious the man is no longer with us, but the niece kept talking to him like he was and tried to help him sign the paperwork, and she had to hold up his head the entire time. So, yeah.
Do people have no morals? That's her uncle.
Even if it wasn't her uncle,
I mean, yeah,
that would be problematic.
But it's far easier, I would assume, it's far easier to try to scam a corpse out of money if you're not related to him. I don't know, though. What do I know? Why am I dying on that hill? A Wisconsin woman is looking at charges after police say she shot at her boyfriend because he didn't have his taxes done. They say Lily Hawkinson fired one shot near her boyfriend's ear on Monday, then fired a second shot at him as he was walking away from their home. Police say Hawkinson's blood alcohol level was 2.5 times the legal limit. If it's anything like Florida's legal limit, that's 0.2. When she was arrested, the boyfriend said she was angry because he had not finished filing out his tax forms.
I mean, you know, it's in crunch time. You got to get him in.
Exactly.
Snap, snap. He learned his lesson.
I guess. But at what cost?
Looking some good news. Here's the good news. He will probably be filing single next year.
So. Yes.
A new restaurant in Italy that's trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in. Mm. They put it in a box, and it's even locked with a key for you, which they give to you. The restaurant is called Al Condominio. They say they wanted to try something new. They thought it would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present, and they say it's been very positive response. And mentioned that the first official date that my wife, now wife, had was we went to Rodizio, and it was on the night of the NFL playoffs. The Bengals were playing the Steelers, and I left my phone in the car. She would not say it then. She may not say it now, but I believe that that was the moment when I truly won her heart over. So, kids, you can listen to Uncle Joe on that one.
She definitely noticed, in all seriousness.
Oh, absolutely.